AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Residents of Dannemora, New York, near the Canadian border, are being warned to lock their doors, close their windows, and leave their outside lights on. It's day seven of the search for two escaped killers. New York State Police spokeswoman Jennifer Fleshman.
We have aircraft, we have canine, we have tons of ground personnel. We're exhausting every single resource that we have at our disposal.
The search is focusing on a swampy area near the prison after a prison worker reportedly agreed to drive the getaway car for the convicts, but checked herself into a hospital with chest pains instead. Governor Andrew Cuomo says several people may have helped the men escape, and he's warning prison workers they'll be jailed if they help bust out convicts. Pakistan has shut down the international aid group Save the Children in the capital of Islamabad. Many in that area believe Save the Children was linked to the killing of Osama bin Laden through a doctor who once attended workshops there and ran a vaccination campaign used by the CIA to get DNA samples in the city where bin Laden was hiding. Today, the government officials locked the group's offices in Islamabad and told employees to leave, though it didn't specifically spell out why. We're just getting word of a tragic incident in India where an electrical wire has fallen on a bus, killing at least 17 people. Here at home, federal government workers who've had their personal information stolen by hackers had best be checking their bank and credit records. Senator John Cornyn of Texas says some of the hackers appear to be selling the data.
There are now records that this stolen data includes login information and credentials that is actively being traded, bought, and sold online.
A major union says the latest security breach may have compromised every federal government worker. This is AP Radio News. Theodore Roosevelt's home on Long Island Sound is ready to reopen after a lot of repairs. Here's our Warren Levinson.
Sagamore Hill, the Long Island mansion that was Theodore Roosevelt's summer White House, is about to reopen to the public after a four-year, $10 million renovation. And Susan Sarna, the National Park Service curator who oversaw the project, can't wait for you to see it.
So if you really want to know exactly who this man is, you need to come here and sit in his chair, so to speak.
Just remember that sitting in his chair, that part is figurative.
Do I want people walking in this house after all this work? No, it's like a brand new car. Stay away from it. Don't touch it.
Sagamore Hill, the only house actually owned by the 26th president, reopens July 12th. Warren Levinson, New York.
And in sports, the Golden State Warriors won last night's NBA Finals game against the Cavaliers 103-82. And gasoline prices are going up. Gas is $2.79 a gallon this morning, 3 cents more than yesterday. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.